Walking through the Hotel Pines, you get a sense of what a grand place it once was. But today the two-story lobby, with marble walls and plaster ornamentation, is crumbling. The curved ceiling once featured stained glass, but that's broken, allowing water to pour in. Rita Henry leads a group of photographers who began visiting the old hotel last fall.
When we've shown it to people in the past, people are kind of astounded. But what's so fun about this is bringing people in here and having them take their first look at the lobby. It's pretty astounding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You get in here and you just sort of go, wow. And then you leave it and you feel sort of sad that you've left it alone again.
The hotel was designed by architect George R. Mann, who also worked on the Arkansas State Capitol and the Arkansas Gazette building. On the second floor are meeting rooms and a ballroom that hosted some of Pine Bluff's key social events.
Opened in 1913, somewhere around October. And we actually got in to start doing the photography around October. So it was about 100 years.
The train passing outside gives a hint to the history of the hotel. It was built near tracks, a short distance from the city's Union Station. Vanessa McEwen is executive director of the Historic Preservation Alliance of Arkansas.
It was probably one of the finest hotels in Arkansas at the time. And I think it's really interesting that you see it kind of tracks with the development patterns in Pine Bluff. So when Pine Bluff was booming, the Hotel Pines was booming. When the railroad passenger service stopped on the railroad in 1968, that's when you really saw kind of a decline of the Hotel Pines, because that was where the major client base came from, was from that passenger railway. And once that passenger service shut down, the Hotel Pines shut down shortly after that.
We all come here with the idea that we don't know what's going to happen to it.
Rita Henry began bringing photographer friends to the hotel to capture what they could. Daryl Adams is an American history teacher at Forest Heights Middle School in Little Rock.
I hope that we can document this and get a good documentation of what was inside, what was left before it just completely goes away, because it is rapidly, even the last time I was here was less than 2 months ago, it's even in worse state now. The water is obviously getting in now in a lot more places and starting to do a lot of damage.
The six-story hotel at the corner of Main Street and Fifth Avenue featured retail shops on the ground floor and rooms for all price ranges on the upper floors. While there are large luxury suites, some rooms, especially on the upper floors, are the size of dorm rooms with shared bathrooms. After being closed 44 years, Adams says going through it can be dangerous.
You just have to be very, very careful. Watch where you step, because there are sections that aren't stable, and you could easily fall through the floor if you're not paying attention. But if you take it slow and use good sense, you're probably as safe as you are in your own house.
Also going through the Hotel Pines recently were students from the University of Arkansas Faye Jones School of Architecture. Carl Matthews is head of the Interior Design Department.
When you walk in, the grandness of the space, the grandness and the ornamentation of the space is certainly not something that you would expect in downtown Pine Bluff. My initial reaction when I walked into the building, I felt like I was in Vienna or Paris.
For the final project of the spring semester, his students worked in teams to prepare presentations, dreaming up new uses for the hotel.
Several of the teams developed proposals to link with the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. I'm thinking of one proposal that has three floors of student housing and then some lower floors very much directed to the arts departments and art students. So they put dance studios, music studios, performance spaces. Some of the teams restored the original ballroom so that it could be rented out for community functions. It's a beautiful old space.
But everyone with interest in the Hotel Pines knows breathing new life into the facility is a long shot, especially for a city with a rapidly declining population and one of the highest per capita crime rates in the country. But Vanessa McEwen with the Historic Preservation Alliance of Arkansas remains hopeful.
Well, I'm an optimist, so I like to believe that there's always a possibility of something happening. And, you know, we've seen properties basically raised from the dead, you know, all over the state and all over the U.S. And I think that, you know, the right person could definitely make it happen.
The city considered tearing down the building in 1990, but a nonprofit bought it and took steps to preserve the structure with the goal of eventual restoration. In 1983, McEwen says it was given to a developer.
And just nothing ever happened with it. You know, Pine Bluff has a tough economy, and it's a very large building, and it would be a kind of a challenge to put together a viable deal for.
The hotel is for sale today for $52,000. Real estate agent Dee Herring says she's got two leads, including an investor group that's working to put together a proposal mixing residential and commercial uses. You can see photos of the Hotel Pines on our website, KUAR.org. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.